Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
To talk a little baseball, see what he's been up to, our good friend Ed Attanasio. Yes, the cousin of Mark Attanasio, Brewers owner, baseball historian, and writer. Ed, how you doing today?
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing well. So throughout, with baseball not being played, now, first of all, being the historian that you are, we are casting ourselves in unprecedented times, are we not?
It's crazy. Yeah, it's I don't even know. I don't think there's going to be any baseball. I hate to say it. I don't want to be Debbie Downer, but yeah, it's crazy. So I don't really
is,
know what to say about it. It's so confusing.
Yeah, I as a fan, I hold out hope. As a realist, I kind of say if I had to bet my house one way or the other, I would probably say we would not play, or at least it would be somewhat interrupted. But as we move forward, where does this season statistically, I mean, how do you rate this season in the annals of baseball historically? Because you're not going to get a full season. You're not going to get guys in that long litmus test of a 162-game season. So how do baseball, you know, purists look at this season?
This is just going to be an aberration, a huge asterisk, like 81 and what was it, 94. And so, I mean, I don't even know how they're going to use the stats. Big question I've been asking is, you know, what happens like to Mookie Betts when he doesn't even play for the Dodgers and then they lose him? You know, you can't keep these players to sign with the same teams. I don't know. I mean, there's just so many questions. My thing is, I think a couple stars, unfortunately, and I don't, you know, my friends are starting to call me Nostradamus or just nauseous, but I think it's going to completely change baseball and to the point where a lot of people are going to be alienated. That's what I'm afraid
of. So, well, when you say it's going to change baseball, how so? Are we talking about just some of the rule changes that are going to be in place, or how so?
Yeah, I think we're making so many changes. You know, looks like they're going to bring the DH into the National League. The alignments, the new leagues. I just think it's, you know, there's a lot of people out there that are purists. I'm not completely on that same page. I think change happens, but I think people right now are iffy about baseball, and I think too many changes might scare off some people. I don't know. Maybe we'll attract a younger crowd with these changes. I'm not sure.
What have you been up to as a guy that pretty much eats and breathes and sleeps baseball? What has this pandemic, this off time, this downtime since we shut it down and during spring training, what have you been doing?
Well, I was lucky. I got to go to Arizona at spring training. I think the virus chased me out of town, because when I returned, it was like March 5th. So that was good. I got to do that. And I have a baseball website called thisgreatgame.com. I'm a member of Sabre, the Oral History Committee, and I've interviewed over 120 players since 2000. So it's been great. I've been getting these people at home, obviously. And I've interviewed half a dozen players in the last week and in the last couple of weeks, and it's been good to do that. It's keeping me kind of distracted.
Obviously, you have a relationship to baseball and the cousin of Mark Attanasio. What does this mean, not just to Mark, but to some of the smaller market teams, Cincinnati's and Pittsburgh's and Kansas City's and Miami's? What has this pandemic meant to them in a financial state, I guess, so to speak? Because we talk about the change of the game itself. You wonder what the ramifications are going to be, not just this year, but also a couple of years down the road.
Yeah, I think there'll be some teams might move, unfortunately, or it could be, I mean, the whole, you know, the timing's been terrible because, you know, we already were entering a period where there might have been a lockout. And, you know, now it's the timing is just bad for a lot of this stuff. So I think it's going to be we'll see. It's like with this thing. Everybody says we'll know within the next few weeks. You know, I think what's going to happen is that a couple major stars will get the COVID, and then that will start the whole thing. The whole thing will start to collapse.
Last question before I let you go, but when you look at this season, if indeed they can get it done, obviously next year we hope to have a clean slate going into spring training, but after that, then we're talking about another collective bargaining agreement. How much damage or progress has been done between the two sides of the owners and the players throughout this process?
I think it's been damaged a little bit. I think I'm hoping that they look at this and go, wow, these are uncertain times. Let's, you know, work together because the game is more important than any of this. And I think that's what hopefully they will do. You know, I don't know if Manfred is the leadership that they need, but we'll find out. I mean, if the games are going to come on TV, I'll watch them. I'll love it, you know. But yep. I'm very pessimistic. You know, there's
Ed
other
always...
priorities right now.
No, go ahead.
There's other priorities other than baseball right now. Unfortunately.
Yep, a lot of people are finding it out. You're absolutely right. I appreciate your time again. Your website so people can find you.
It's called thisgreatgame.com.
Thisgreatgame.com, and you can read his stuff there. Ed, great to talk to you and giving us a little bit of perspective from a historical side of things. I appreciate it, okay?
Thank you.
Talk to you soon. There you go. Great to get him on. Ed Atanasio, the cousin of Mark, and giving us a little perspective from that side of things.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.